Okay, today's daf is Bechoras Daf Vav. Bechoras Daf Vav, we are on Hey Amud Beis. Let's start with four lines from the bottom. The Gemara here had brought a different Tana from our Mishnah in terms of what the source is for Nidme, as the Halacha is called, when one has an animal that does not look like the parent animal. You have a para that has a chamor, a chamor that has a sus, all of those types of halachas. So our Mishnah quoted the limud was petach chamor, it has an extra lashon of petach chamor, but if we look later on, Rabbi Yossi Aglili has a different makar. So the Gemara goes through each shita, why do they say what they say, and why do they reject what the other person says. So we're in that context, and four lines for the bottom. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, right at the end of the line, hi petach chamor mayavalei. So what does Rabbi Yossi Aglili do with our source in the Mishnah of petach chamor, the double? What does he use that for? So we boil lili kedetanya. He uses it for the following brisa. Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer, mitoch shenemar ach pado tifteh. Esbachar ha'adam, vesbachar ha'behema ha'tzbeya tifteh. The Pasuk says in Bamidbar that you have to redeem Bechor Adam, Pidyon HaBen, and Bechor Behemet Tzvei HaTifteh, it puts Pidyon HaBen and Petach HaMor next to each other. Shomea Ani Afilu Pitri Susim V'Gemalim. I might think that it says here in Bamidbar, Behemet Tzmeya, any non-kosher animal. So I might think that I have to do Petach blank to any non-kosher animal, not just Chamor. Tamalomar petachamar petachamar petamalomar petachamar petachamar marti lachav lo pitri susim v'gamalim. That's why he repeats it. Repeats petachamar to tell me that in one has to specifically only do chamar. Va'adayin ani omer. Still, I might have a havamina to say no. Maybe there's just different standards of what one has to do. Va'adayin ani omer pitri chamar biseh pitri susim v'gamalim b'chol davar. Maybe petach chamor is just a higher standard and a more limited standard. For petach chamor, that you have to be poda with a seh and give it to the kohen. Maybe by the other animals, you don't have to be poda with a seh, you can be poda with any kosher animal and give it to the kohen. So maybe that's what why the Torah emphasizes petach chamor, because it's different within the halacha of Peter, but not rejecting those other animals from the halachas of Peter. So maybe that's how I should understand the double lashon of petach chamor. Tamalomar, petach chamor, shnei pa'amin. That's why he says it twice. Pitre chamor mamarti lecha, v'lo pitre susim v'gemalim. So only petach chamor, I told you, that's why he repeats it twice, to teach me that by the other animals, by susim v'gemalim, horses and camels, there is no halacha. There's no chalos at all to do anything. Period. Eth is svasemes. We haven't had a svasemes yet on this mesechta. Svasemes, he wrote on two volumes on Moed and one volume on Kutchim. Right, so we had Svasemes is on Zvach Menachas, but it's not on Chulin, because I guess he figures that everybody else wrote on Chulin. It's like one of the learned Mesechta. So we're back to the Svasemes on Bechoras. Dav Vav says the Svasemes, Ksas Kasha, Tiakati Yesh Lomar, Petr Chamar, who did Tsarech Arifa, the Losus and the Gemalim, Aval Pidyon Tsrichi. Maybe, again, the Gemara is trying to figure out how it means. Maybe this is why it repeats Petach Chamor and emphasizes it, because this is what it has, but the other Behemoth Timaeus have less of a standard. So our Gemara said, maybe it could be with any animal. So we rejected that. So Svasemes says, maybe the limit should be that other animals only have the L'chadchila of Pidyon, but they don't have the second mitzvah of Arifa, of breaking the neck if you don't do the Pidyon. Masha'enke and Chamor has both. Maybe that's the uniqueness. So Svasemes has a very important comment. Vitzarech lomar, dechidish dese va'arifa, chada milsa chashiv lehu. Pidyon and arifa go together. Once you say that there's a mitzvah of pidyon, there's a mitzvah of arifa. If you say there's not going to be a mitzvah of arifa, then there's not going to be a mitzvah of pidyon either. This opens up our discussion of how many mitzvahs are we talking about here. We know the halacha is, the pasuk says at the end of Parshas Bo, that I'm supposed to be pote the chamor with a seh. And if I don't, so then I must do arifa. How many mitzvahs is that counted as? So if you look at the Rambam, the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch follows him, counts it as two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam says, in mitzvah pei aleph, shetzivanu shenifte peter chamor beseh levad, v'lo yifte bezul aso. It's a mitzvah to be pote the chamor with a seh, and not with any other animal, and there's no need to do it for any other animal. V'nasein oso haseh l'kohen, and to give the sheep, to give the set to the kohen, v'hu amr yizbarach, u'pedach habar tefdev haseh, v'kfar esbaru yishpitei mitzvah zu, b'meseches b'choros. And this mitzvah is explained in Maseches Bechoros, says the Rambam, you should learn it. V'hi gamkin ein ha-levi'im chayavin ba. And Petach Hamar, as we learn, levi'im aren't chayav in Petach Hamar. Remember, only pidyon behema tahora. Bechor behema tahora, everybody's chayav in, but not Petach Hamar, not pidyon aben. That's Pei Aleph. Pei Bey is the very next mitzvah, says the Rambam. She sivanu la'arov Petach Hamar, im lo nifta oso. We are commanded to break the back of the neck of the donkey if we don't do the mitzvah pidyon. So you count it as two. V'hu yomar yisparach v'in lo siftev arafto v'kvaroraz b'shvadu b'sechaz b'choros v'yesh l'makshe sheyikshe. This is the Rambam continuing. V'yesh l'makshe sheyikshe v'yomar v'loma banisa pidoso v'arifaso shtei mitzvahs v'loma nisa osan mitzvah achas. Why do I count them as two mitzvahs? Right? The Sfas Emes is kasha, basically. Maybe you should say separately. They don't go together. They're not automatic. There's pidyon and arifa. And the Sfas Emes answer, no, they all go together, it's one. But says, ask the Rambam on himself. You might ask on me, why did I count it as two mitzvahs and not as one? V'tiyah arifaso midine ha-mitzvah, kemosha kiblu b'shorash ha-shvi. Why don't I say that arifa is just a detail of the mitzvah pidyon, as I wrote in Shorash Shvi'i, at a length, the Rambam said there that we don't count parts of mitzvos as separate mitzvos. But chalitza is one mitzvah, even though there are many parts of chalitza. There's the chalitza, and there's the kriya, and there's rakika. Some is ma'akiv, some is not ma'akiv. Dal and minim, right? There's one mitzvah, even though it's four different parts. The ma'akvin zezeh. Tzitzis, lavan and tchelas, is one mitzvah. Right? There are many examples where there are parts of the mitzvah. You count it as one, asks the Rambam on himself. Why don't I count this as one mitzvah? Hine, yodeya hakel, ki a hekish mechayiv zeh. Logic dictates this. Lulei mashamatzina l'rabo seinu lashen yore al zeh ha-yosef shei mitzvahs. What could I do? Logic dictates it should be one, meaning do this, and if you didn't do this, okay, this is what you have to do. But there's a lashen of a mishnah that I'm held hostage to. Where's that mishnah? Last mishnah in the first parak. Go look at it. Says the last mishnah. Yud gimel amin aleph. Lo ratza levdoso orfo me'acho revakovro. If I don't want to redeem it, I have to break its neck from the back and bury it. Next lashon. Mitzvahs ha-pediya kodemes le-mitzvahs arifa. Says the Rambam. I see it's called mitzvah of pediya and a mitzvah of arifa. Shneamar ve'em lo sifteva arafto. Mitzvahs ye'ida kodemes le-mitzvahs ha-pediya. Right? And then he says, the mitzvah of yiud, right? As we know from Parshas Mishpatim, class before pediya. Shneamar shol yadav efta. Mitzvahs ha-yibum kodemes le-mitzvahs chalitza. And Yibam and Chalitza are counted as two separate mitzvahs. That it talks about what they used to have Yibam, and now we only do Chalitza. Either way, that is the Rambam. So he says, look at that Lashon. Ukamosha hayivama muchenes im liyibam im lechalitza vayibam mitzvah vachalitza mitzvah. Just like the Mishnah continues that says Yibam and Chalitza, and those are two separate mitzvahs, even though there's a choice to do one or the other. Kain, Petach Hamar, Roy, O lepidia, O laarifa, v'kolechad v'echad mitzvah, kamosha bi'atmamarnu. The Rambam explaining his own shita, two separate mitzvahs. Right, so though this doesn't have to be against the Sfas Emes, one can say in conceptual terms they might be two separate mitzvahs, but lamaisa they always go together in terms of halachas. And Chada Milsahi says the Sfas Emes. And look in the Mitzvah Samelech right here, and this is again we discussed this in Mitzvah Shir a couple of months ago, which, by the way, anybody wants to join today, we're doing Mitzvah 200 in the Mitzvah Shir. Says the Mitzvah Samelech, Rabbi Cement, on the Mitzvah Petach Hamar, he says, if the Rambam just said it's only one mitzvah, the question is, Im Kain, why does the if he counts it as two separate mitzvahs, okay, divrei Rambam sarachi and gadol. Dim emesu da pishoresh zayin mitzvahs pidyon petach habav arifasa mitzvah achasein. If logic tells me that it should be one, so why does the Rambam say, oh, but the Mishnah says mitzvah by both, you have to count it as two? No, she has a kasha. So why does the mitzvah say two? Why does the Mishnah say mitzvahs petach and mitzvahs arifa? The Rambam says, logically I would count it as one, but what can I do? The Mishnah says two. Why does it? No, the Rambam should count it as one and explain why the Mishnah says two. You know, why is that? That's what, and that's a question he quotes from Rabbi Daniel Abavli. Rabbi Daniel Abavli has a sefer Maisa Nisim where he asked all the questions, these types of questions of minyan and mitzvahs on the to he tries to answer all of the questions such as these in terms of one mitzvah versus two mitzvahs. So says the mitzvah samelach, and then we'll continue. Vahanirem muchach the din pidyon, and he quotes from other rayas. He says the din pidyon petach hamar chutz bidin pidyon shu tzarech hakohen shal yedeze ikan esidas hasel hakohen isbu nami din pidyon mishum hapetach hamar gufa. Da petach hamar mitzad atzmo ta'un pidyon. Ubazek gam hakohen chayiv. The question is that the says the mitzvah samelech. You see from various sources that there's two elements. There's an element of the pidyon, even separate from giving it to the kohen. You find that because let's say a kohen is given. Let's say a yisrael has a chamor, a petach hamar, and he gives that chamor to the kohen without giving him a seh. You know what the halacha is? The kohen has to be podeh the chamor onto a seh and then keep the seh and do something with the seh. He has to do the pidyon anyway, even though it's his. Why is that? He's already doing. He has the petach hamar. Says the Mitzvah HaMelech, because this chamor it's the chefza that's, like my Rebbe Ravozin's like would say, it's a chefza that's crying out for redemption. Meaning it's just the nitan, the destiny of this chamor is to be redeemed separate from the Mitzvah Nesina to the Kohen. Separate idea. That's what you see from that halacha of the Kohen having it. Umeata, and therefore he says, to the pidyon petach hamar, if I actually do what I'm supposed to do, and I take the sen, I give it to the Kohen, mekayim hu shnein yonim. Chada etzem hapidyon, viafilu belo nisinas hasel kohen, dezeo mechovas hapetach hamar gufa, viod benisinas hasel kohen, kiem adin manas kahuna sheishba. Avo ba'arifa, enu mekayim adin manas kahuna. Rak we did chovas petach hamar, something you have to do with that. Maybe that's why he says in London you count it separately. Because by the pidyon petach hamar you have two elements happening. By the arifa you only have one element happening. And therefore they can be counted as separate mitzvahs. Ulai zeh kavanah, so he says that's the kavanah of the Mishnah. Mitzvah versus mitzvah, they're both mitzvahs. One is a double mitzvah, and one is a single mitzvah. But that's how you can count it as two. Kiva the mitzvahs pidyon yishba gam nesina lekohen v'mekayim adi mitzvahs kuhuna uva arifa leka rak chovas petach hamar me'av shtei mitzvahs. That's what you count it as two. Okay, you can look here more in the mitzvahs hamelach. Okay, the Menachas Chenuch discusses, do you ever have a case where there's a mitzvah pidyon without a mitzvah of arifa? Could you do it shalom midas bailim? He talks about the end of mitzvah chav gimel. Feel free to look there, but we continue. Says the Gemara, third line. So we just said, we had a makar that there's no idea of pidyon or arifa by animals other than chamor. Says the Gemara, Parach Rav Achoy asked, whenever you have Rav Achoy in the Gemara, there's always a discussion in the Rishonim. Is this an Amora? Because there was an early Gaon, or really before the Gaonim, right after the Gemara, the Savoraim. There was a Rav Achoy Gaon. So sometimes we have lines in the Gemara that were really stuck in from after the Gemara. Ksubas Tavez Mabez has a line like that where Tosis discusses whether it was stuck in after the Gemara. So here, Rav Achoy could be. If you look at Rashi, he has Rav Acha, so it's nothing to talk about. But Parach Rav Achoy, Ikaz Rechman Achad. One second. If the Torah would have only written one petach hamar, what did we just say? Two petach hamars to teach me that it's only by chamar and not by any other animal. Says Rav Achoy, one second. If the Torah would have only written one petach hamar, hava amina, davar shahaya bechlal, v'yatsam naklal olamed, I would apply this principle, that something that was in a klal, and it went out to give a specific, lo olamed al atzvo yatsa, el olamed al klal kula yatsa. It's not only teaching me about itself, but it's teaching me about the whole principle. Ula olam beseh. If I would have had only one petach hamar, I would have applied it to all non-kosher animals. And that's why, that's why I need the second petach hamar, patrich hamar, and volopitri susan the gemalim, to teach me not to say klalu prat, that it's more on the whole klal, v'eimo, but really, miatinu miseh, ula ola b'chol davar. But really, maybe I should learn it as only hamar requires the seh, but other animals you could use any other kosher animal to be podeah with. What did we just say? We used the two petach hamar to teach me there's nothing by other animals. Says Rav Achoy, no. Maybe the second petach hamar is leading me to limit whatever the halacha is to chamor, but not to exclude the other animals totally. You need that second petach hamar. It's not totally separate to say that other animals are totally excluded. So Gemara says, now, im kein lichtav rachmana, petach amar tifteh viseh, v'chamor tifteh viseh. It should have left out the second word, tifteh. Petach amar tifteh viseh, petach amar tifteh viseh, lamali. Why do you have to repeat both verbs? Pitri chamar amati l'chav, lo pitri susav gemalim, period. To teach me that there's nothing by other animals. It's amazing that the Gemara is really pushing, trying to have this halacha of petri by other animals. But we learned the symbolism on yesterday's daf, where the Gemara said, oh, Dafka, the donkeys helped us carry all of our stuff outside of Mitzrayim. So that, according to that unique halacha, you might say, so it's not going to apply to other animals. But the Gemara here is going on in a halachic world, you know, maybe it should apply to others. Continuing. Okay, that was all Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Pitri Chamor was dub, was extras, therefore he learned that. But our Mishnah, the Tan of our Mishnah, used Petach Chamor to teach me the halacha of Nidmeh. The halacha that if the offspring does not look like the parent, there's a ptur. So how does our Tana learn the halacha that the mitzvah does not apply to other animals? So Amar Papa, Mikol Miknecha Tizachar. That is klal. From all of your cattle. Shar Vasev Achamar Prat. That's a specific. Klal Uprat Ein Bechlal Elamashe Viprat. So we say klal Uprat. You only darshan what's the examples. Shor, v'seh, v'chamor, in, midi echrini lo. So shor, v'seh, that's yes, by, that's behemah tahora, and chamor is behemah tamea, but by all other animals, not. Period. For Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why does he darshan that way? Peter, hifsiko inyan. No, there's a break. It's not a klal uprat klal. There's a break. There's a word peter in there to break it. V'rabbanon, vav, hadar arvekra, vav brings it all back together. Even though you have peter, it's u-peter. V'rabbi Yossi Aglili, lo lechtov lo vav lo peter. So leave them both out. So what, the vav is bringing it back in, so why don't you leave out the whole word? V'rabbanon, no. Aidi, teha, kedushas damim, v'ha kedushas aguf, pasik lu v'hadar arv luhu. Since one is kedushas damim, meaning the chamor, and one is kedushas aguf, that's bechor behemah tahora, that's why it wants to have a separation, but then puts it back together. Period. So this relates to the sugya that we mentioned on Thursday, on Friday, and that is, how much are all these bechoros in the same world? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi put them all together in the same Masechta. But does that mean they're all from the same world? Peter, Bechor Behemet Tahor, Bechor Behemet Tamea, and Pidyon Aben. So here, that's what maybe is behind these technical limudim, is the issue of the Torah itself. The Torah wants to separate, but the Torah wants to put them together. It puts in a Peter, but then it puts a Vav, to be Ma'ariv them. It's all about the conceptual analysis of what's happening with each of these mitzvahs. Obviously, it's counted as four separate mitzvahs. Pidyon Arifa, Bechor Behemet Tahora, and Pidyon Aben. But maybe that is what's behind these issues. And maybe related also is the issue of how connected are the two types of Kedushos. How one can be Makdash to the Beis HaMikdash. There's Kedushas Damim, just giving the value, and Kedushas Aguf. We've quoted in the past, the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, that they're very different, not just Kedushos, but the Hakdashos. How you make them Hektish, that itself is very different. And just, we're not going to get into that whole sugi again, maybe we'll talk about it. I think tomorrow night's shiur is going to be Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. I think that's what we're going to talk about, relating to the second to last daf in Maseches Chulin. I think that's going to be the sugi that we'll touch on. We haven't spoken about that in a while. But just to remember, there's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Erechin. Once we're in the world of Kachim, the Rambam in Hilchas Erechin was one of the rayas that Reb Chaim brought, that there is a major distinction between Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Bedek Habayis. Let me just see if I brought the Rambam. Yeah, right here. Hilchas Erechin, Perek Vav, Halacha Ches. Says the Rambam, Hamakdish Kachim is Beach Lebedek Habayis. Let's say I take a carbon that's Kedushas Aguf, Kachim is Beach, and I want to change it to Bedek Habayis. I makdish it again. Kachim Aguf and then Kachim Bedek Habayis. Harei Ahektish Chal Alehen. That works. I can take something that's Kedushas Aguf and make it Kedushas Damim. And what do? This animal has to be a carbon. V'te'arei chabehema, I have to evaluate the animal. V'tifta and redeem it. V'yiplu damei lebedek habayis. And the value, the money I have to pay. V'abehema tikrav l'mashayisa b'tchila. You makrav the animal, it's kushas aguf, and you also have to get kushas damim. Aval hamakdish kachi bedek habayis l'mizbeyach. What if I already have something that's bedek habayis? I have an animal that I said I want to give the value of this animal to the Beis HaMikdash. Kedushas damim. V'amar hareze ola oshlamim. And then I say, I want to make it an ola. Says the Rambam, lo asa klum. Meaningless what you said. Ein kedusha chal al kedusha. Vein hektish mizbeach velo acherim chal al kachim mizbetak abayis. Why not? What's the difference? Why? But if it's kedusha that guf already, I can make it kedushas damim. You might say, ironically, just the opposite. Kedusha that guf, it's inherent, ultimate, eternal kedusha. You're going to be makdashit, makrivit on the mizbeach. So that shouldn't be able to get anything on it. And yet that can. Mashayke kedushas damim cannot. Ends off the Rambam, She'ein adam makdish davar she'eino shelo. You can't be makdish something that's not yours. What do you mean it's not yours? They're both hektish. They're both hektish. How could you do anything? This explains Reb Chaim. No, the answer is, by kedushas damim. The way that it becomes kadosh is that I make it dine mamonis legally shel beis hamikdash. Once I do that, memela hektish is chal on it. But first step one, it's not mine. And therefore, ein adam makdish davar she'eino shelo. But when it comes to kedushas aguf, I want to give this animal as an ola, you know what I do? I myself imbue this animal with kedusha. It's still mine, legally. But right now, there's an isser, I imbue it with kedushas aguf. But that's why I can, ironically, even though it's somewhat deeper kedusha, it is still legally mine, and therefore, I can make it, add on another kedusha to it, and that kedusha is damim. So that also relates to what we were just talking about, that kedushas bachar is kedushas aguf, and kedushas bachar, petach hamor, is kedushas damim. Okay, there's a lot more there, but we'll just quote that source, and now we will continue. Iboy lahu says the Gemara. Three questions we're going to ask about our Mishnah's case of nidme. Remember, our Mishnah said if a para has a donkey or a donkey has a horse, those cases pater from bechora. So the Gemara asks, para sheyolda min chamor v'yishbo miksas simanim mahu. What if a para has a chamor, right, like in our Mishnah, but it has some simanim of the para? Some simanim, maybe it has split hooves, but it doesn't chew its cud. So what's the halacha? A sheyolda min rachel v'rachel sheyolda min eiz. The Mishnah that we had later on said that if a sheep has a goat is a sheep. That it looks like it. T'chiyesh miksas simanim chayeves bebechora. That case where we said, if it has miksas simanim is chayev, t'hatahora v'hatahora. Ha'kadushas aguf, ha'kadushas aguf. Maybe because the parent and the offspring are in the same category of animal. They're both tahar and they both have kadushas aguf. So maybe that's why it is chayev. Hacha, but over here, if you have a cow that has a chamor, t'hatameya v'hatahora. Hakadosh Zakov, Hakadosh Damim. They're very different. Lo, so you should say, even if it has miksas simanim, it's not good enough to be chayiv in bechora. O Dilma, what do I say? Kivan de'idi v'idi b'nei mikdash b'bechora kadosh. Or do I say no? They're both in the world of bechor. The mother is in the world of bechor behemat tahora. The baby is in the world of bechor chamar petach chamar. So again, this question might be about how connected are these. So, maybe you should say there, it does have kedusha. Question one. V'im tim salomar, and if you want to say, and if you answer question one, ask, kivin de'idi v'idi mikdash b'bechor kadosh, if you want to say it does work, because they're both in the world of bechor, it's a cow and a donkey. So what about this case? Chamor sheyolda kimin sus, mahu. What if a donkey has an offspring that looks like a horse? Ha chavade lo bas mikdash b'bechorahu. Here for sure it does not work, because a horse is totally mufka. Of course, it has nothing to do with Kedushas Bachar, or Chalos Bachar, therefore it's excluded. O Dilma, what do I say? No. Kivan de min temeahu kadosh. You're right, it's not in the world of Bachar, but it still has something similar to a donkey. They're both non-kosher animals. So maybe that should be good enough. It was temeah, the mother is temeah, and the baby is temeah. So it should be, and that's enough, miksas simanim. And therefore it should be chayiv. Question two. Im tim salom ha-kivan de min temeahu kadosh. And if you want to say that works, so what about this case? Para sheyolda min sus mahu. The two farthest things. What if you have a para, a kosher animal, and a sus, which is mufka from all, kedushas bachor? What do you say in that case? Mahu. Hocha vadai hatahora v'hatameya ha bas mikdash b'bachora ha lo bas mikdash b'bachora. Do I say here for sure it's nothing? Because the mother is tahar and in the world of Bechor, the offspring is Tamei and not in the world of Bechor. So for sure, even Miksas Simanim should not help us in this case. O Dilma, or does he know? Simanim Milsehi. No, it's automatic. If there's Miksas Simanim there, that the mother is similar to the offspring is similar to the mother, period, as Kedusha. So what is the answer? So as we will see, as we're going to come to Maskana, just to mention the Maskana already now, and then we'll come to it, only the Suffolk, the first Suffolk is Hufshat. Only the first Safik of Sufshat that there is Kedusha, but the others are not. If you look in the Rambam, just a Yesod that we could review, it's come up before, the Rambam in Hilchos Bechoros, Beis Vav, Paskins, Beis Vav, it has Kedushas Bechor with a mum. So it goes to the Kohen. That's the halach in all these cases. Afilu parashi yoldaso kamin chamor. Even if a par that has a chamor. That was question number one. Par that having a chamor. V'yeshbo mixa simani para hareze bechor l'kohen. Ho lumina chamor yeshbo din bechora. That's the answer of question one. Avalam yolduk min sus. O gamal, but if a para has a sus or a gamal, that was question three. Para having a gamal, afal pishiyish ba mixa simani para hariu safek bachar, and therefore lefichach ye achel lebaalav. Therefore, the safek bachar. You prove to me it's a bachar, and you can take it. If not, I'm eating it. V'im tafsu kohen ein motzien miyado. The kohen grabs it. Tfisa. He gets to keep it. That's the Rambam Shita, the big sugi in the beginning of Bava Metzia, Tuk for Kohen, Mosi and Miyado, Rain Mosi and Miyado. That is the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah says, you know why the Rambam paskins this way? Why does he say, yes, in the first case, the other cases are Safek, but the Kohen can keep it if he grabs it? Because the Rambam's rule is, whenever you have questions in Shas built on Imtim Salomars, let's say you have five questions in a row, Imtim Salomar, the Rambam always paskins L'chumra like the Imtim Salomar. Like the tzad of, if you say this, the Rambam will pass on like that if. Says the Kesef Mishnah, V'kfar noda derech Rabbeinu, lifsuk imtim salomar, u'mipnei kach, pasak beparah, shiolda kamin chamor, shemish b'mikzah simani tari, ez b'char l'kohen, u'li nechamor, shiolda kamin sus, tamrina b'imtim salomar, kiva d'bin t'meah hu kadosh, ava b'shul eskiru kan. And he says, look in Hilchos Bikurim also, and he quotes that it fits into the, and the last case is by Adilu Ifshita. That's why he says, I don't know, but if you grab it, you can keep it. That's the Rambam Paskins by Adilu Ifshita. What?
In the first case,
did
you do that Rifa?
The first case. The first case is a suffix, but the first case we say you have to give it to the Kohen. The first case, if it's a power that has a chamar, it's Mamona Shal Kohen with a mum. Mamona Shal Kohen with a mum. So he doesn't, but once it has a mum, then you just shecht it. You can shecht it. We're talking about, it has mixas para. It looks like a chamor, but it has kedushas para. It has kedushas bachor behema tahora, not tamei. Okay. Anyway, that's the maskana already. But now let's go back to what the Gemara says. Tashma behema tahora shiolda kamin bin behema tamei paturim and bachora a behema tahora that has an offspring that looks like a behema tamei pater. Im yeshba makes a simanim chayeves be bachora. If it has simanim, some is chayeves. My love, afilu par shiolda min sus. Doesn't this mean even right a para that has a sus? Mixa simanim, meaning, doesn't this even go to question three? Whoa! Parash yodim in chamar. Doesn't mean any non-kosher animal. It means the chamar animal, which is in the world of Bechor. Tashma, try again. Parash yodim in chamar. The chamar sheyolda min sus. Peturim in abachora. If the para has a chamar, right? That was case number one. The chamar sheyolda min sus. That was case number two. Peturim in abachora in all these cases. But im yeshba mixa simanim, chayevis be bechora. That if it has mixas simanim chayevus, my lavat shravayu, doesn't that mean going on both cases, even the second case, and then we'll have answered question one and question two? Lo, a parash yoldim in chamor. Maybe it's only going on case one. Para, that was, you know, that last line is going on. Mixas simanim is good enough for that case. The para has a chamor. Aval, chamor shioldim in sus, lamaik tanila, liftura, pshita. What? So case number two, it says a chamor has a sus, is pater? Right, and that, so what's the chiddush? If the mixa simanim line is not going on that, you're just telling me that it's pater? Of course it's pater. Why? Hashta, if now, uma par sheyolda min chamor. Where para had a chamor? Te'i dividi b'nei mikdash b'bechor and inhu. Where they're both b'nei within the world of bechor. Amar tem yeshbo mixa simanim in v'i lo. If it has sub simanim, yes, if not, chamor sheyolda min sus mi boi. So of course a chamor that has a sus, right, surely it will be pater if it has nothing. So what's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, it's trich, no. Sal kadai dechamina. I might have said no. There's a reason that I would say this kedusha to a chamor sus, even more than a para chamor. Meaning, case number two, I might have said more chayiv than case number one. Why? Ha samhu, over there by the para having the chamor. Te yesh lo karnayim v'ha ein lo karnayim. There's a difference between the two. The mother, the para, the cow, has horns, and the donkey has no horns. Ha parsos es sedutos, ha parsos es kalutos. The cow has split hooves, and the donkey does not. Abol ha ha, but by the chamar and the sus, by case number two, the edi, ain lo karmanayim, edi, parsos es kalutos. Both the chamar and the sus don't have horns and don't have split hooves. Ema chamar adom ba'almahu. I might say that this horse that was born is just like a red donkey, and therefore it should have kedusha because they're more connected than the para chamar case. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush. No, it's pater. A chamar that has a sus is pater. Period. It could be that it's pater. Period. Even with mixas simanim, and therefore there's no raya. Again, question one, we seem to answer. The question two and three were not answered. Period. Umayim b'achila v'chul. Now we move on to the second half of today's daf, which we discussed a little bit on Friday night in shul. Umayim b'achila, if you remember the Mishnah said, what are you allowed to do with these animals that look a little bit like their parents and a little bit not? So, the Mishnah said, the rule is, hayotze minatame tame, hayotze minatar tar. If it's a non-kosher animal, but it came from a kosher mother, it's going to be kosher. So says the Gemara, Lam alila misni shahayotze. What's that extra line at the end of the Mishnah adding? It says, the Mishnah says, a behemah tahara that comes from a behemah tamea is not kosher. Tamea that comes from a tahara is kosher. What do you have to say the extra line? Because we say, yosef ritame tamea, yosef ritar tar. So where it says, simon ba'alma hu lo tach leflach. No, it's just to help you remember. Help you remember. Delo tema zil basre didei. So we don't say go after it. V'hai tar ma'al yehu. V'hai tami ma'al yehu. Don't say that. Ela zil basar ime. Go after its mother. There is Yosef ben Atame, if you're on one source, well, it's Yosef ben Atame tame Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in Machalos Asuros Gimel Yud Aleph, explaining the halacha of Hayosef ben Atame tame and Yosef ben Atar tar. Says Reb Chaim, Venira Lomar, and he uses this to explain a number of sources. We'll just do one. De be'emes, hachdina diyosei minatame tame, mechadish lantarti. There are two elements of this halacha, of something that comes out of a non-kosher animal is not kosher. Two ideas behind that. De tar hanolad minatameya, why is a tar nolad from tame? Aser. Is it, says Reb Chaim, there are two elements. Number one, it itself has the status of the tame animal. That's number one. Yotze min atame, tame is tame, because the yotze is tame. It has the status of the source animal. But then, says Reb Chaim, there's a totally separate din. It's aser because it was yotze min atame. Not because it has the status of tame, but it's aser because it was yotze min atame. There's a separate din. Yotze min atame. This is yotze min atame, that's tame. Well, my nafkamina, for example, as we'll talk about, is it exactly like the iser of the source? Listen to this Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros, Af Alpi Shechalav Behema Tameya Ubeiti of Tameya Asur Min HaTorah. Milk of a non-kosher animal, milk of a camel. If I drink milk of a camel, it's not kosher. Says the Rambam, Ein Lokin Aleihem. You're not going to get malchus. Even if I have a lot of, if I drink a revius of milk of a non-kosher animal, she'ne'emar mibsarom lo sochelu, because it says from their meat don't eat, al habasar hu loke, ve'eino loke, al habetz of alachalav, you're not going to get malchus. V'harei ha'ochel osan, ka'ochel chatzi shir, shehu asur min ha'torah, ve'eino loke. Amazing Rambam. We've got to work on this. Gimel vav. Says the Rambam, if I drink milk of a non-kosher animal, or eggs of a non-kosher animal, it's asur daraisa. It's asur daraisa. You're not going to get malchus. Esther Chaim, why not? Hayotze min ha'tame tame. Right? Why isn't it tame? Says Reb Chaim, no. Because Yosef ben Atame tame has two elements. It has the status of the tame, and it also is a separate iser of Yosef ben Atame. But something that's, din one, having the status of tame doesn't apply to everything that comes out. If something is not the animal, milk is not the animal. Eggs is not the animal. A piece of flesh, or a fetus, is like the basar of the animal. So there, if you have a basar that comes out that has both dinim, but if you have only like milk or something, they only have the second din. And the second din, you're not going to get malchus, because that only has the din, the second din of Yosef ben Atame. It's also because of Yosef ben Atame, it's not also because it has the status of Tame. Right, that's Reb Chaim. Okay, we're not going to read it now to save time, but that's, says it beautifully. Right, it doesn't need my haskama. But Gimel Yud Aleph in Machalos Asuros, Reb Chaim goes through this idea and uses it to explain a number of Rambams. Just read one line. Chalav ubeitzim shel tameim isuran eino machmas atzman kiva deinon midbasar vein ben isura de tameim ha'amur batora v'rakta asuran hein mi isura de yotzim en atame al kark al kain ein ben malkus.
Right, that's
the Rambam, and that is Reb Chaim. Again, there's more there, but we will continue. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. How do I know this halacha of Yotzei Min HaTameh, the Tana Rabbanan? Ach ezze lo tochlu, mimalei hageira, mimafrisi haparsa. So the pashas of the pasuk is that this is in Shmini, a lead-in to all the halachas of Kashrus. But if you translate the words, this you shouldn't eat from something that chews its cud and has split hooves. So the psukim continue to say, that's the title, but the ones you can't eat are have one or the other, not both. But we're darshaning that maybe there's something that has both simanim that you can't eat. Yesh lechashu malagir mafris parsa, v'yata ochlo, v'yizazeh tarshin olam anatameh. Oh, enu ela tamei ano olam anatar. Aye, maybe this halacha is referring to tamei that comes from atar. Umay mima'alei hagira mimafrisei haparsa. And how do you read the pasuk? Hachi ka'amar, davar haba mima'alei hagira umimafrisei haparsa lo sechol. Maybe you should darshan the opposite way. And therefore you look at the animal itself. Tamalomar gamal tamei hu hu tamei ve'ein tamei hanola menatar tamei ela tahar. Okay, that's how we darshan it. Period. Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon argues gamal gamal shnei pa'amim. Echad gamal hanola mena gamala ve'echad gamal hanola mena para. Rav Shimon says tamei hayotze min hatahar is tamei. Rav Shimon says a gamal that comes from a cow is not kosher. V'rab, because of the double lashon gamal. V'rabban and high gamal gamal mayav. Of delay, what do they use the double lashon for? Chad laser atzmo, v'chad laser chalavo. Wants to teach me that the gamal is aser, and wants to teach me that the milk of the gamal is aser. V'rab shimin laser chalbo minale, nafkale me es hagamal. You learn it from the word S. V'rabbanan esim lo darshi. V'rabbanan do darshim esim. K'detanya, like our good friend, five times in Shas. Shimon Am Suni, Ayadori just called Esim Shabbat Torah. Shimon Am Suni, other times it's Nechemya Am Suni. He used to darshin every S in the Torah. Kivat Shigiel Es Hashem Alokech Atira. Once he came to Es Hashem Alokech Atira, Pireshi stopped. What could he add on to Hashem? He did 4,000 S's, and he threw away his doctoral thesis, because he said, look, there's one S that's wrong, it must be I'm wrong. He threw it all away. Amru lo tamid of Rebbe, call es shadarash shabbat ha'alein. Rebbe, what about all the S's that you did? You did 4 svarim. You know, you could have skipped this one, we wouldn't have noticed. Right? Why do you have to throw it all away for? Amru lahem, the famous line, Keshev shekibalti schara la drisha, kach ani mekabel schara la prisha. Just like I got schar for darshaning it, so too I will get schar for throwing it all away, because it's not the emes. It must not be the MS, because I can't figure anything out on this S. Ah, Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, v'limeid, et Hashem alokech atira, l'rabos tamidi chachamim. Until Rabbi Akiva came along and said, S, l'rabos tamidi chachamim, period. So, our Rabbanan, darshan, like Rabbi Yehuda Amsuni, who decided that it must be that S never teaches me anything. We've always said, what did Rabbi Akiva have there, why did Rabbi Akiva able to figure it out? So we always say, he had a Rebbe like a Chaim Yehuda Amsuni. He had a Rebbe in front of him that was able to, to throw away his life's work for MS. But, just to add on, Ein Beis Medrash below Chiddush, says the Makne in Kiddushin Nun Zayin, a question that many of the Mefarshim ask, and that is this Pasuk, as Hashem Elokech Atira, this is in Dvarim, there's an earlier Pasuk. This Pasuk, in Veschanan, it says, Laman Tira as Hashem Elokech earlier. So there's another Laman Tira as Hashem Elokech earlier in the Parsha. So why do we wait for the end as Hashem Elokech Atira? Right, there are other psukim with Es Hashem Elokecha before. So Venera says the Makna. Devade Haviyad Hashem Anam Suni Lumedrash. Rabbi Yechem Yam Suni knew this. The Shayach Yiru Gabi Rabo. He knew it. Look, the pasuk says Vayiru Migeshes Elov by Moshe Rabbeinu. Maduolo Yereisim Ladaber VaAvdi BeMoshe. He knew there was a concept of Yiru for a Talmud Chacham. V'lo Ayakashalei Ella Al Ribui DeSeifa DeKra. The problem is that he's worried. The Rabbon is. He says, why is it quoted again? Find the first one, I was Ma'ar B'Talmidei Chachamim. But now the second one. He said the Rabos. What's this one for, though? Ella, Shomer Chazal. So that's why he threw it away. Says Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva add, though? Because Chazal tell us, Yehi Kvod Chaver Chachavav Alecha Kamor Rabcha. You should treat your Rebbe like Hashem. You should treat your friends like your Rebbe. So the Rabos Talmidei Chachamim is your colleagues. That's what's even included. Because that's the Yira.
And Dafka Rabbi Akiva, why? After he saw 24,000 Talmidim that warrant no way kavod zebazeh, so he says, this is how I have to darshan it. Shafavilo Talmidim, circle lino kavod zebazeh, kemora rabam. Says that's why you have to darshan it. That's why Rabbi Akiva did it, because of the experiences that he had. Of course, Rechaim Sudi had the drasha, but he says, why do you have to second pasuk? Oh, not just your Rebbe, but your friends who you have to treat like your Rebbe. Then he has a whole long second shot about the two types of Yira, Yiras HaRomamus, Yiras HaOnesh. Anyway, but you can look there in the Machnep, in Kiddushin and Zayin, where this also comes up. I saw a one-liner, the Kutzker. Zashon Lekecha Tira, L'Rabba Tamidi Chachamim. Tamidi Chachamim also have to have Yira Shemayim. Right, that's the Kutzker. Okay, Amalei, right, we think, okay, well, no need to elaborate. Amalei Rav Acha Bered Rav Rav Ashi Elameyata Time of Rabbanim Gamal Gamal Rav Shimon Me'esa Gamal. They each darshan that halav hachi without these drushes hava amina chalav de behema tamei ashari. Without this, I would have thought that milk of a non kosher animal is kosher. Maishna Me'ad Tanya. What's the difference with the following hatameim leesor? We have this in Chulin. It says this by the Shratzim, to lesser tziron v'rotvan v'kipa shalahen. Hatamein already excludes the items that come out of a non-kosher animal. The brine and the kipa, the little pieces of meat stuck on the skin. So you already know from other psukim that something that comes from a non-kosher animal is going to be tamei. So why do you have to have a special limit here, gamal gamal? It's trich, sakana de chamina. No, I might have thought, hold to behema tahora nami chidishu. Even by behema tahora, it's a chidish that I'm allowed to drink milk from a kosher animal. To amamar, because it says, and this comes up in Meseches Nida, dam nekar v'nase chalav, really, milk. What do you mean, dam nekar v'nase chalav? So the question, did they mean this literally or not? But there is an opinion in Meseches Nida that seems to say that why does the woman not bleed, not have her period when she's nursing? Because something happens in her body, it switches the dam to the milk. Dam nechav v'nase chalav. So how could I eat this? How could a baby drink the milk? It used to be dam. The kivan the chidishu bebehavet me anami l'shri. But once it's mutter for whatever reason, so maybe I'll say it's mutter, and it's across the board mutter. Kamash malan. That's why you need an extra pasuk by the milk to aser it by a non kosher animal. Right now I would have said, why do you need for the other pasuk? No, once I know it's mutter, even though it's a chidish, I might have stretched the heter. Kamash malan. It's aser. Hani chalaman to amar dam nechav v'nasa chalav. Okay, according to that opinion, it works. El chalaman to amar evareha misparkin emeha heimena. But according to the reason the woman does not bleed during her nursing is because she's very weak after the birth. Ve'ein nafsha choseres alead esrimar b'chodesh, and it really takes 2 years for the woman to get her full strength back. So then there's no chiddush to tell me that the milk is mutter. So Michael Amemar. So back to the question. Why couldn't I have learned that the milk of a non-kosher animal is not kosher from that pasuk by Shratzim? What do you need gamal gamal for? So it's trich. Since I would have said, there's nothing that comes from a live animal that's mutter. Generally, right? There's Aver Menachai is Aser. V'hai Chalav ki Aver Menachai hu v'shari. And yet this Chalav is coming from a Chai and it's Mutter. V'hilkach afilum behema tamea lishteri. Kamash malan. So I would have thought even from a behema tamea, kamash malan, it is Aser. Okay, that goes through just the limudim. Period. So now we have. V'chalav de'eva tarami nalan d'shari. Okay, so what's the source that milk from a goat, from a cow, how do you know that's kosher? Any other kosher? So the Gemara says, "Ilei mamida asar rachmana basa b'chalav." If, but the Torah asks basa b'chalav halachudei shari, it must be separately their kosher. No, v'yema chalav lechudei asar ba'achila umutzer b'hanaa basa b'chalav hanaa nami asar. Maybe that's the added chiddush of basa b'chalav. It's asar b'hanaa. Plain chalav would be asar ba'achila. The Gemara says, "Ulu Reb Shimon the shari b'hanaa," and according to Reb Shimon, who says basa b'chalav is mutter b'hanaa, so how would he say it? So Mishkach Chazda, you also have the question on him, "Lo milki abishulei," maybe to say it's aser to eat plain, and if you cook it, you get malchus for cooking it. So Ella, what? So how do you know? How do you know milk is mutter? Midagali rachmana divipsulei mukdashin, because the Torah says by a carbon that became pasul, tizbach velo giza baser velo chalav, that you're not allowed to shear it and you're not allowed to drink its milk, hadachulin shari. It must be all other milk of a kosher animal is kosher. Period. Let's just continue, and then we'll talk if there's time. V'yema dechulin aser ba'achila v'shrei bana. Maybe also there's a limit. By chulin, it's aser to eat in mutter bana. Dekachin bana nami aser. Maybe that's the pasuk by Psulim Mekdashin. So, el no. Midechsiv v'dei chalev izim l'lachmecha. The pasuk says in Mishlei, milk of your goats to eat with your bread, l'lachem be'secha, v'chayim l'naro secha. So you see, he's talking about drinking milk. I have a dilma l'schara. No, maybe he's not drinking. Maybe that's just for business. Mutter ba'ana, you'll have milk to get bread for you. Now, elami dechsev in Shmuel. That's aseres charitze hachalav. This is what Yishai gave to David. Yishai gave David to bring to the battlefield for his brothers. He gave him some cheese made out of milk. So what? He's going to. What are you going to bring to the battlefield to do business on the battlefield? V'domol eschora. No, atadaka shom alchama eschora. Nobody's doing business on the battlefield. They need to drink the milk. And that's what you know. So the how do you know is mutter to drink milk? From the story of Yishai giving David the little cheese to bring to his brothers on the battlefield. Unbelievable. V'ibay seima, a second answer, mehacha, eretz avaz chalav udvash, v'ilo deshori mishtabach lan krab, imidit ilochazi. Right, the flowing with milk and honey. Right, the Torah wouldn't say such a praise of Eretz Yisrael if it wasn't mutter to drink. Number two, v'ibay seima, third, mehacha, l'chu shivru ve'echolu, go buy and eat, u'l'chu shivru b'lo kasev v'lo mechir, and go buy for nothing, yayin v'chalav. Meaning just get the milk, so it says you're drinking it. So, let's just finish this up, and then I guess we'll have to talk about it tomorrow. Elameata, shafan, shafan, our neves, chazer, chazer, lahani, huda asi. Right, what do you mean? We have all of these lashon, we have a double lashon of gamal, to teach me that the milk of a gamal is treif. So what do you have all these other double lashonos for? Of all these other non-kosher animals. So, ela, l'kidetanya, lama nishnu bibahema, why is the whole parsha of kashrus repeated? Mipneh in Advarim, Mipneh HaShesua, because of one animal, the Shesua, which was not mentioned earlier in Shmini. Uba Ophos, and why is the whole part of Ophos mentioned? Mipneh HaRa'ah, which was not mentioned earlier. Gamal Namilach Yuda Asa. So why don't you say Gamal was also repeated for what was new, and not to teach you the milk? Kol Heichat Yikal Medrash Darshina. No, if you could ever darshan something specific, you darshan something specific. But if not, then you could just darshan that it's repeated for a different reason. Okay, we'll have to, we have one more minute. One more minute to get into what we spoke about Friday night. That's the Shidu Kubes is right here. Os Beis. Why don't we learn the source that milk is mutter from the fact that Avram Avinu gave milk to the Malachim? Why don't we say that he gave milk to the Malachim? So says the Shidu Kubes says, no. Maybe Avram thought they were Arabs, but they Noach, and he could give them non-kosher milk. There's no riot from there. And he says that's what the Yerushalmi says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachim, you can't have the Torah, you ate Basa B'chalav, and you ate non-kosher stuff. Which sounds like they were B'nai Noach. That is number one. Ask the, we'll do we finish in 10 seconds. Related to this are two fascinating sources, and that is, says the Stipler in the Birchas Peretz, the Parshas Vayera, what is the Yerushalmi talking about that Shita quotes? Right? What, you ate Shreif, good Basa V'chalav? It wasn't cooked together. It was Chema V'chalav and Bakar. It wasn't cooked together. Says the Birchas Peretz, two pshatim. Number one is maybe because Malachim are made out of fire. So right when they touched the Basar and the Chalav, it became cooked together. Wow. Says the Malachim Gufam Eish, Uba'oso Rega, became Basar B'chalav Daraisa. Number one. Or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you don't even keep the Darabanans. That's why you can't have the Torah. That's right here, Pashas Vayera. Or, the Malbim says, maybe it wasn't Basar B'chalav and there's no Raya, because if you're Medayik, it says, Vela Bakar Rasa Avram Vayikach Ben Bakar. Sounds like one animal ran away and took a different one. So it says that, the Malbim says that Avram had to create a new animal on the spot from the Sefer Hayitzira. Because the other animal ran away. So he had to create one. It says, Vaya'as, Vayamar la so. Sha'aso, so they say for Yitzira. Why? Because, and he's answering, how could he eat Basar B'chalav? So there's no Isser of Chalav. It's not really Chalav, because it's an animal made from Sefer Yitzira. Okay, that's the Malbim, right here in Vayera. We'll end off on a high. The Malbim with the Stipler. Hashem, we will continue.